I offer my humble obeisances unto the feet of all the Vaishnavas who are present here today. I feel very honored to be in the presence of His Holiness Radhanath Swami, who is my dear friend and mentor, and His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami. And I offer my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who saved me from the ocean of birth and death in this material world. And this is His Divine Disappearance Day, where all the Vaishnavas all over the world have come together to remember the ocean of qualities that are emanating from His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. For the pure devotee, He is described in the prayers we sing every morning, Samsara Dhavanada Lidhaloka, Tranaya Karunya Gana Gana Tvam, Praptasya Kalyana Gunarnavasya, Vande Guru Sri Charanada Vindam. When there is a forest fire, there's only one solution, and that is the rain has to come down hard to extinguish it. No temporary measure can be made. No adjustment can be made. Only it has to be coming down from special mercy. And Srila Prabhupada's mercy is unmistakable. All over the world today, devotees are gathered to honor Him, and it's only beginning. The extent of His mercy is only beginning. The mercy of the Lord that is coming through Srila Prabhupada is touching people all over the world, as expressed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in his prayers to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're just alesha, tribhuvana pavana krupana alesha, just a tiny trace of mercy that comes from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can deliver the three worlds. So Srila Prabhupada is carrying that mercy, and He has brought it to distribute because He is the authorized representative in disciplic succession who has perfectly carried the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute to people all over the world who are drowning in the ocean of material existence. So there is nothing valuable other than this in the world. The Srimad Bhagavatam asks us to weigh things out, look carefully around and see what is valuable in this world. Tulayam alvina pi na swargam na punarbhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kimutashisha. If you take everything that you can put together in this world, including the heavenly planets and all material acquisitions, and you place it in one place, and then you also include liberation from the material world, and you put it on one side of the scale, the value of a moment's association of the ambassador coming from the spiritual world, who is Srila Prabhupada, who is delivering the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it cannot outweigh that. There are no solutions in the material world for happiness. There's no adjustment that can be made. There's only one possible solution to the problems, the severe problems that everyone's facing in this world, which is that we're being stalked by the tigress of death. We've become implicated in Maya, and we need help. Therefore, Krishna sends His representative to come and bring mercy to this world. So everywhere around the world, people are experiencing the unfolding of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, as described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Anandam Buddhivardhanam, the ever-expanding ocean of bliss. It's being revealed all over the world. Especially, Srila Prabhupada emphasized that we should take advantage ourselves of hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam and from Bhagavad Gita in the association of devotees, and that we should give it to as many people as possible all over the world. This is our duty to deliver this to the world. The Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Maya Mukta Jivar Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan. Jivare Kripa Koi Krishna Veda Puran. It's not possible for someone conditioned in this world to become freed automatically. It doesn't happen automatically. It's not swata. However, it requires an outside person to come. And that person is described as Srila Vedavyas, who has brought the message of Godhead from the spiritual world, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And by hearing that, it wakes up the soul. So Srila Prabhupada, sitting in Radha Damodar, began writing this divine Srimad Bhagavatam and putting his emotional sentiments into the purports for all the world to hear and read. And now that that's being distributed, that sound vibration is going all over the world. And everyone who's hearing this is awakening to Krishna consciousness. Srinvatam swakata Krishna punya shravana kirtana hridyantaksto hibhadrani vidunoti suritsitam. It's a profound change of heart that's taking place because of this sound vibration. Lord Sri Krishna, he's the Paramatma, the super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So this great campaign started by Srila Prabhupada to spread the transcendental sound vibration all over the world is taking effect. And those who hear it, they're awakening. Their hearts are becoming awakened to their true spiritual nature. And now assemblies of devotees are gathering all over the world and hearing about Krishna, hearing about the spiritual world, and beginning their pathway back home, back to Godhead, and bringing millions of people. I see now that we were just in Krishna Balaram Mandir yesterday, thousands of people pouring out of the temple room. Originally, when Prabhupada built that temple in 1975, when it was opened, it was out in the country. There was nobody there. And you couldn't even get a rickshaw to go up there practically because it was so remote. And, you know, if you walk out from that temple, it was practically in the countryside. But now thousands, millions of people are coming to that location. And the same thing all over the world. Devotees are coming. People are hearing about Krishna consciousness. This wave is going across the world. So this is the power of the great acharyas, like Srila Prabhupada. They leave this contribution of great literature, and they establish temples, and they make devotees, they authorize devotees through this succession. So this succession, the word succession comes from the word success, actually. It means that there's real success when the message is pure, when there's no motivation behind it. It's being passed on for the purpose of awakening the soul. There's no motivation. Then it touches the hearts of those who hear it. It changes them. They feel the power of that, and they awaken to it. So this is succession, what we see here. Devotees who are coming, who are hearing, who are taking up the process. And it's not easy, especially in this day and age, to take up this process of 4 regulative principles, 16 rounds, strictly, at least minimum every day. That's a very high standard in the world today, believe it or not. It's a really, really big standard. There's not many organizations in the world that demand this kind of thing from people. Prabhupada set a very high standard. To do this throughout one's life is it's a huge commitment. But now thousands of people are coming forward and taking this commitment. So all of you are part of this legacy that is coming from Srila Prabhupada, from his mercy, that is being passed on through succession. And this is what we are looking for, success. To take shelter of Krishna through this sound vibration that's coming down, that's being passed down as great mercy. Samasriteye parapalava plavam mahatpanam punya yasho marade bhavam budirvatsa padam param padam 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 yadvipadam natesham. The beautiful poetry that's coming from the spiritual world, like this verse, which urges us to take shelter of Krishna, who's our only protector, who can kill the mighty demons in this world, who else can give us protection and can deliver us from this great ocean of the material world. This is what Srila Prabhupada has given us, this shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. We have approached the process. As I said, Prabhupada gave us the process. And Srimad Bhagavatam says that as we approach it and we try to take this process, sincerely try to embrace it, then it's like a boat that will take us across the ocean of material nature. When we approach the process, the ocean shrinks down into the size of the water contained within the hoofprint of a calf. And the reason that the process is so powerful is because it is authorized by Krishna. So we should be very encouraged in our devotional life to be in this association, to be here huddled at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. This is the safe place to be. To be in the association of those who have dedicated their lives to his teachings, to his mood, to his method. This is true success in life. This is real wealth. And all of you are doing that. So the greatest glorification of Srila Prabhupada on these occasions is to go on step by step, day by day, being steady in this process. Slow and steady wins the race. We've seen many people come and go, rush in, rush back out again. Of course, any progress is good, and it's never lost. But for those of us who want to follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and make total success in this life, we should, day by day, endure whatever we have to endure, to be in the association of devotees, to steadily do our duty in Krishna consciousness, to take the orders as our life and soul, to balance whatever we have to balance in life, because it's not easy. Many of you work and have to do so many other duties, and it's not so easy. But it is possible by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, if we sincerely try. Then gradually, throughout a lifetime, we will be able to become perfect devotees. This is success. This is succession. Everything is there in what Prabhupada has given us. He has given us the transcendental mantra, the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami that when the great pure devotees come to the world, they give two things. They give mantra and instruction. And that's about all you need, but we have to take it. We take the mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. and the instruction, and concentrate on these things on a daily basis, there are undoubtedly seemingly insurmountable circumstances that we'll encounter throughout our life. Difficult decisions to make. It's not that everything comes easily, but there are many hard decisions to make. Even in Srimad Bhagavatam, there's the example of Arjuna when he had to punish Ashwatthama. Bhima said, kill him. And Draupadi said, please, don't kill him. And Krishna was standing right there. And he said, Arjuna, you have to decide. How do you do that? Kill, don't kill. That's mostly how things come to us in this world. It's not so easy that a decision comes or a situation comes and you know exactly what to do, is it? It's difficult to decide. It requires fortitude. It requires integrity. It requires being ready at every minute by chanting Hare Krishna, by carefully fixing our intelligence, disciplining our intelligence to follow the instruction. This world is dangerous, as we said, padam padam vipadam. At every step there's danger. At every step there's a decision to make. But if we discipline our intelligence by fixing it on the holy name, and that means remembering that I have no other shelter in this world at any minute except for the holy name of Krishna. Nothing can save me, actually, except Krishna. Every breath I take can be my last breath. And our intelligence must be disciplined on the order of our spiritual master. This is the shelter of the intelligence. With that, we can proceed through all the different changes of life that we will necessarily go through, because life is not an easy thing. And we must have this special spiritual power. What to speak of the final change of death, which Srila Prabhupada has come to prepare us for. Prayana kale manasa chalena bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaiva bruvor madye pranam avesha samyak satam param purusham upaiti divyam. Krishna tells us in the Bhagavad Gita that at the final change, when you have to leave the body, you have to be able to fix your mind. And you have to have spiritual strength to do that. So throughout life, by fixing our intelligence on the order of the spiritual master and fixing our tongues on chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and only taking Krishna prasadam, then we become true yogis. And Krishna will give us all power, all strength to remember him in all circumstances, in every situation. And above all, taking shelter of the devotees, as Ramananda Roy commented to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was asked by Mahaprabhu, what is the greatest suffering in this world? Ramananda Roy said, I know of no other suffering in this world except for separation from the devotees. So we should take shelter as our life and soul, all of these devotees who have taken shelter of Srila Prabhupada and his representatives, and dedicate our lives to the loving exchanges with those devotees that Rupa Goswami has recommended. This is the life of our group here. Dadati pratigrinati guhyam akhyati prichiti bhunkte bhojayate chaiva sadvidim pratilakshanam. The six loving exchanges between devotees are actually the real taste that we can get in life. Giving gifts to devotees, accepting gifts, giving prasad, accepting prasadam, revealing one's mind in confidence and hearing from the other devotees their confidential realizations. This is real life. Everyone has to have this in order to survive spiritually. And Srila Prabhupada has given us this very deep, deep process. It's not a routine. It's not something that we can just take as superficial, as one small part of our life, but we must embrace it fully and become attached to the devotees as our life and soul. How to love them, how to serve them. And we must extend that mood outward to all other living entities also, to give them shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. That will engage the mind. If we're thinking of the welfare of all other living entities, how to give them an opportunity to take to Krishna consciousness, that absorbs the mind perfectly. If we're thinking the way that Srila Prabhupada thought at every minute, in great generosity of how to spread Krishna consciousness to every corner of the world. He never took his mind off this, of how to give Krishna consciousness to everyone. So this is our great legacy. I'm just sitting here repeating things that you already know, but I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart that you are all in the right place at the right time. And you're doing the right thing. And I'm happy to be here in your association. And please, go on. Spread Krishna consciousness. As we say, our motto, saving one soul at a time, beginning with myself. We can glorify Srila Prabhupada in this way, through the day-to-day, day-after-day dedication that it takes, through the hard times, through the easy times, suke duke, bulonako, varane harinam korore. We have to go on chanting Hare Krishna when it's hard, when we don't feel like it, when there's difficulty. And we have to go on chanting Hare Krishna. Even if we get some material success, we cannot become dissuaded and think, now I can become a little bit relaxed. But we should be steady in Krishna consciousness. And this is the great gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us, the great mercy that he's brought us. And I'm very happy to be here seeing all of you today. Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna. Gop Premanande! Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Prabhuji was telling us that I'm telling you what you already know. Of course we know, but hearing from a person who has been practicing it and dedicating his life to these instructions, there is potency when such a person speaks the mantra and the instructions. So we would like to express our gratitude to His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu for his rendition of the purport of Srila Prabhupada's books through his heart.